Okay, so we're on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and it's just interesting to point as we go through Kuf Yud Zayin. So a lot of the Rashbam's Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph are actually on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So we're going to be following along on both sides of the page. Okay, so here we have a discussion. Lefichach anachnu chayavim. The Mishnah says, therefore, we're obligated to give praise to Hashem, and of course, this leads us into Hallel. And so the Gemara is going to have a long discussion about Hallel and about the nuances of the words. Amar b'chista, Amar b'yechanan. The words Haluka, V'keisya, V'yedidya, Achashein. They are one word, meaning each one of these. Now, what is the Gemara saying over here? So these words, for example, the Rashbam says, Haleluka, teva achasi, kmoi hilo, kagoin tachtia, hagzera, habinia, habinia, buchmoi ken kesia. So these words, the way they're written, could be read in one of two ways. Is haleluka, halelu, yud ke, Hashem's name, meaning praise Hashem? Or no, sometimes we find the Hebrew language will write a word meaning, for example, kesia. Kesia means a chair. Or it could mean, for example, tachtia, which means tachtis, underneath. But the yud and the hey at the end is not Hashem's name. So perhaps the word haleluka is not Hashem's name, it's one word, and it just means praise, but it's not mentioning Hashem's name. Similarly, Rav Chisda Amar Rav Yechanan says that the word keser, which is found in Parshas Beshalach, that it says that Hashem, that his name is his hand is on his on his name is our case kiyada case yud ke, his hand is on Hashem's chair. But maybe no, kesia means just a chair. And similarly, yedidya, which is like he says, vayikrishma yedidya nasan anavi called Shlomo HaMelech yedidya. Does that mean yedid yudke? He's the cherished one, of beloved one of Hashem. Or no, yedidya just means it's just the name itself. So he says, achasein is all one word, meaning Hashem's name is not in any of these. So Rav Amar, but Rav says, kesia umer chavya achas. I agree with you, the word kesia is one word. And merchavia, ana, niba merchavia. So he says merchavia is one word. It doesn't have any significance of Hashem's name. It just means breadth, expansiveness. So kumoy merchav, says Rashbam, it means merchav. Achas kolay meteva achas hi ve'ein ateva nechlekas. So shnayim, the word is not divided up into two words. It's one word with one meaning. Rabba amar, merchavia bilvad. Only the word merchavia is one word, and all of the others he seemed to imply are really two separate words. And Marshal changes this to be Rava. Okay, Ibailu. So now the Gemara is going to analyze the three opinions of the Amoraim. Merchav Yudke l'Rav Chista Mai. So Rav Chista didn't tell us about the word Merchav Yudke. He mentioned Haluka v'Kesia v'Yedidya. So what does he hold about Merchav Yudke? Says Gemara, Teiku, we don't know. Ibailuhu, another question. Yedidya l'Rav. Rav doesn't mention the word Yedidya. So what does he hold? Mai. So you say, Tashma, come and learn. Da'amar Rav, Yedidya nechlek l'shnayim, l'fichach yedidcho yudke koidish. He holds that no, that the Rav says that Yedidya is actually two words, and therefore Yedid means beloved one, and yudke is Hashem's name. So he holds it two separate words, and therefore means that it's koidish. Furthermore, Ibailuhu, another question. Haleluka l'Rav Mai. What does Rav say about Haleluka? Again, he doesn't mention what is the status of the word Haleluka. Toshma, so come and learn. Da'ama Rav Chazina Tile Debe Chaviva. So Rav says, I saw the tilim of the house of Chaviva, my beloved one. And who is that? So the Rashbam says, Doidi Rabbi Chia. This is his uncle Rabbi Chia. His beloved one, who's talking about his uncle Rabbi Chia. So he says, no, it's his beloved one. It says Dichsibuhu. It says there, Halalu b'chad gisa, v'yudke b'chad gisa. It says Halalu on one side, on one line, and yudke b'tchil shita acheres, and yudke is on a separate line. Now, obviously, it's split up into two words over two lines. Therefore, we see that Rav holds that Haleluka is two words, unlike Rav Chista Amar Rav Yechanan. Tili means tilim. It's the Sefer Tilim. Like when we say the word Tilim, it's like you lose the hay in it. So that's how they would refer to it, yeah. And the Medrash Tilim, that's how it's refused. Okay.
Isn't a Tilim in a pile, like a heap?
Yeah. So here it's a reference to the Sefer Tilim. Okay. Upligad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So this version of Rav, that Halleluka is two separate words, argues with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my Halleluka. Halleluhu behilulim harbe. What is the word Halleluka? According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, doesn't mention Hashem's name at all. It just means praise him with many praises. And that's the expanded form of Hallelu, praise. So Halleluka is according to him, is one word and does not refer to Hashem's name. And the Rashbam says, Halleluka harbe, kulu Halleluka darish lehachi ama teva achasi. That according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, all of the Halukas is one word and is not a reference to Hashem. Upliga didei adidei. But we actually have a contradiction, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself. Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, elsewhere we see Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, there are 10 different phrases which are used in praise in Tehillim. Benitzuach, which is obviously the Tehillim which begins Lam Natzeach. Benigun is Beniginois. Lam Natzeach Beniginois. Bemaskil. B'mizmor, b'shir, b'ashrei, b'tehillah, b'tfilah, b'hida, b'halleluka. And also halleluka. Godo mikulam halleluka shekoylo shem v'shevach b'bas achas. And halleluka is the greatest of all of the different terms of praises that we find in Tehillim, because it has both praise and the shem, Hashem's name, in both. So we see from this, Rabbi Shulman Levi holds it, no, halleluka is two separate words and it has Hashem's name. Or it's at least a composite. Amarav Yehuda Amar Shmu. Shir Shabatoira Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shasha Alu Min Hayam. The Shir in Torah, which is obviously a reference to Az Yashir Moshe, says the Rashbam, Moshe and Yisrael said it at the time they came up from the Yam. Yeah? So it says, Pshit the Kolayma Ba'isa Pshit Alanda Moshe Yisrael Ba'isa Shasha Alu Min Hayam Tiknu B'layam Mekoydam Lachim. There it's obvious that that was said by Moshe when they came out of the Yam. Az Yashir Moshe Ovin Yisrael Sashir Azois. But the Gemara now wants to know who established that Hallel should be said on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel continues. Who said Hallel? Who instituted the saying of Hallel? Neviim shebenem tiknu lehen Yisrael. Was the Neviim sheyeh oimrim oisay akol perik uperik, that they should say it at each perik uperik, which is a reference to each Yom Tov. And to say it at each oppression, each suffering of the Jewish people when they are redeemed from it. They recite this halo on their redemption. Tanya, hi Rabbi Meir Omer. Kulan David Amram. All of the praises in the Sefer of Tehillim, they were all said by David Amelech. The Rashbam says, David Amram al Mu'ura Shiro. They were all said about events that happened in his own life to give praise and thanks to Hashem. How do we know this? Shenema, the Pasuk says, at the end of Tehillim Ayin Beis, Kalu Tfilois David Men Yishai. This is the end of the Tfilos of David Men Yishai. Al Tikre Kalu, Ela Kol Elu. Don't read this word as Kalu, it's ended, but rather Kol Elu. All of these are the praises of the Tfilos of David HaMelech. Halal Zimi Amrei. So who said Halal? So the Rashbam says, "B'sefer Tehillim shana oimer akol perik uperik." The Hallel, which is written in the Sefer Tehillim, who said it? Meaning, was it Eresh written by David HaMelech at that time, or was already existent from a previous time, and he merely added it into his Tehillim? Rabbi Yosi oimer Elazar beni. Rabbi Yosi says that his son Rabbi Elazar says oimer Moshe Yisrael. So he says Moshe Yisrael amaru b'shashal min hayam, just like we mentioned before. That he says that it was actually said. It was said that it was said just like Az Yashir when the Yidden came out from the sea. B'chaluk yimalav chaveira loyim eshe David amrei. And his friends argue with him, and they say no, that the chaverim argue with him. Now, why does he say Moshe Yisrael said it? So the Rashbam is mefarish because it says in there b'tzeis Yisrael mitzrayim hayam rav vayanis v'achakach kavoy David b'svar v'sifrei. So because it mentions Yitzis Mitzrayim in Hallel, so obviously we see that Hallel was said in context of Yitzis Mitzrayim and in the context of Kriyas Yamsuf. And David HaMelech liked it, and therefore he put it into Tehillim. Then he says as follows, V'nirin devarav midivrehem. And I prefer my son's argument view that was said by Moshe of Yisrael over theirs who said that it was said by David HaMelech. Why? Not just because of my son, he has a reason. How could it be that the Yidden shechted Korban Pesach all of the years between Yitzis Mitzrayim and David HaMelech? And how could it be they took Lulav all these years between Yitzis Mitzrayim and David HaMelech and they didn't sing Shira, they didn't say Hallel? So the Gemara says, the Rashbam says, Yitzis Mitzrayim v'adavid v'loy amr alav Hallel. They didn't say Hallel. So obviously we know that Hallel is integral to the Lulav for the Na'anuim. It's also integral to like the Gemara discussed earlier, they would say halo at the time of bringing the carbon Pesach. So obviously they said it beforehand. Davar acher, alternatively, pislo shel micha oimer bevechi v'yisrael oimer sahalo. How could it be that the pestle, the avodah zara of micha, was standing in a place called Bechi in the times of David HaMelech, and that's when Yisrael Esh said halo? Doesn't make sense that they would have instituted halo. So the Rashbam says like this. So he says, "Ba'oisa makam divimei David." In this place called Bechi, in the times of David HaMelech, it says ad galus kol ha'aretz, that it stood there until they were all exiled. The Yisrael omrim halo shekasuboy, and Yisrael would say halo when it's this Getchka, the Avodah Zarah, is standing. In Halel, it says, "Kamayim yoseihem," concerning Atzmein Kesef Azav, they're concerning Avodah Zarah. Elavadei alayam nema, rather for sure, it was said on the Yam when they crossed the sea, Tchila, for the first time. Veshuv loy pasuk, and then they didn't stop saying it. But Chassam, they would institute Halel at a time. Now, and he brings Veli Nira, Bebechi kinui hu legnai, Kaloimer oimer besimcha. We explained Bechi means the name of a place. Vinay says though, Vili Nira Bechi is a, just like we find, the Gemara changes the Lashon as a euphemism. It doesn't want to say something positive about Avodah Zarah. It doesn't want to say the Avodah Zarah is standing in a state of simcha, meaning it's respected and it's being served, etc. So it uses a kinnoy, the Gemara says, Bebechi, it's standing in a crying way. But really it means that it's standing proud and standing joyous. So obviously that's not grounds for saying it's instituting halal. Tanur Rabbana. Kol shir v'sushpacha sh'amar dav b'sifrei Tehillim. Rabbi Eliezer oimer keneged atzmai amram. All of the praises in Tehillim, Rabbi Eliezer says, David HaMelech said concerning himself. Meaning they were all about his own personal salvations. Rabbi Yeshua oimer, but Rabbi Yeshua says, no, keneged tzibur amram. They were said on a behalf, on an account of the tzibur. When Rashbam says, Knesset Yisrael shen isnabe ha'galuson v'ispalel alein, that he said this concerning Knesset Yisrael, that he saw all of the future exiles of the Jewish people, and David HaMelech was davening for them. Not that the suffering had actually taken place.
Because there's some Tehillim which are obviously talking about David
HaMelech. So let's see. Chachamim oimrim, the Chachamim say. Now it is Taka brought down that those which are clearly, you see, which are clearly talking about David, that we're not talking about. Right. So the ones which are clearly about David, we're not talking about. But the ones that could be interpreted either way, either is talking about a tzara which would befall the Jewish people that they would be saved from, or about David HaMelech. So this is where we have the Machlokes. And now we have another opinion. Chachamim oimrim, yesh mehem keneged tzibur, yesh mehem keneged. There are those which are talking about the salvation of the tzibur, and there are those that are connected about himself. Hamuras b'lashon yachid, the one tilim which is in a lashon yachid, keneged atzmai, is talking about himself. Hamuras b'lashon rabim, keneged tzibur, and the ones which are in lashon rabim in plural, so therefore that's obviously talking about the entire community. Okay, now we're going to analyze some of the terms of use for the praise in Tehillim. Nitzuach v'nigun la'asid lava. Anytime we have Tehillim which begins with Nitzuach v'nigun, which is lamanatzeach b'niginos, for the conductor with the nigunim, that's all talking about la'asid lava, the future. So the Rashbam says, kol makom shenema nitzuach v'lamatzeach b'niginos la'asid lava hu medaber v'loy yedai nehechi mashma elahachi hava kimlehu. Now, it's not clear. He says like this. In the words, Lam Natsayim Bini Ginos, doesn't imply the last love. It doesn't imply that it's so about the future. So this must be a Kabbalah that the Chachamim had, that this is what it's talking about. Maskil, anything which says Maskil, Ayidei Turgaman, was said through a Turgaman. And the Rashbam says, Hu Oimev Acha Mashpia L'Rabim, V'hainu Maskil Loiches L'Turgaman. And so it says he would say it to the Turgaman, and then he would say it out loud. Now, why? Because Maskil is the idea of Seichel. You have to understand something. Here he says Maskil is a Loichesh L'Turgaman. It's Maskil that he's whispering it to him, but it means that someone had to pay attention to understand what was being said.
Like a broadcaster.
Correct.
It's Pasnish for the Talmud Chochem to say it out loud. You would say it gently. You know?
Right. So the same was said with regards to Tehillim. Okay, now he says, Le David Mizmor. Now we have some Tehillim which says Le David Mizmor, and some say Mizmor Le David. So when it says Le David Mizmor, so what does that mean? Melamed Sheshar Salav Shechina Vacha Kacha Mashira. First the Shechina rested on David HaMelech, and then he said the Tehillim, he said the Shira. Now how do we see that? Because Mashma says, the Rashbam Tchila Haya Le David Ruach HaKodesh Vacha Kach Mizmor. Le David, it came to David. What came to David? Ruach HaKodesh. And then Mizmor, he sang his song. And when it's the opposite way around, Mizmor le David, Melamed Shamed Shira V'Achakach Shar Salav Shechina, that it's the opposite. that when it says that Mizmor LaDavid, it means that he sang a song, and this brought him that the fact that the Shechina should rest on him. And the Rashbam says, "Shemitoicha Mizmor Ba Shechina LaDavid." Through the song, the Shechina came to. LaMetcham, what does this teach us? She'ein Hashechina Shoyer LaMitoich Atzlus, LaMitoich Atzlus, LaMitoich Tzchok, LaMitoich Kalus Rosh, LaMitoich Dvarim B'Teilim. The Shechina does not rest on a person when he's in a state of laziness, or when he's in a state of sadness, or in a state of Tzchok, which is meaningless joy. Or mitoch kalus rush is lightheadedness. V'lo mitoch dvarim b'teilim, or in just a person who's speaking dvarim b'teilim. Ela mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. When does the shechina rest? When one has simcha shel mitzvah. So Rashbam says, lamed mekan, mekan ata lamed v'gam v'pasuk acha mechich shnei mevata kuchuli menagen. We're going to see another pasuk that teaches the same idea. Simcha shel mitzvah ki hach de kuchuli menagen shai miskaven shetisha alav shechina. What is the mitzvah here? That when you sing a song with the hope that through this joy it's going to cause the shechina to rest on you, so the song is a mitzvah song. It's being done for the kavana of having the shechina. Shneema, where do we see another proof of this? So it says, v'shol ha-melech v'ata kuchuli menagen v'haya kenagen ha-menagen v'ti alav yad Hashem. Now bring for me a musician. And it was when the musician played, then the hand of Hashem was upon him, i.e. that simcha brings to a state of nevuah. And the Nevi'im would play music to bring themselves into a state of simcha to be able to have nevuah. And so too with Dvar Halacha, simcha is conducive to Dvar Halacha, that if a person wants to come to the understanding of halacha, it's through simcha. And Amar Rav Nachman, v'chein l'chalom toiv, and so to a chalom toiv. The Rashbam says, im hoylech lishem mitoich simcha, roye chalom toiv. If he goes to bed happy, you're going to have good dreams. And similarly, if you're happy in a happy state, that helps your mind be able to grasp the truth of, or come to a conclusion of what the halacha is. Says the Gemara, ini, is it so that simcha is a good thing? V'ha'amar Rav Gid, Amar Rav, kol tamil chacham ha'yoshev ne rabbi ven sifsoisem noit v'smar tichvena. So how could you say that simcha brings to an understanding of halacha, but Rav Gidl said that any Talmud Chacham was sitting in front of his teacher and his lips are not dripping with bitterness from his fear and from his awe, tichveni, you should be burned. Shenema, we see a pasuk in Shir Hashim, it says, Sifsoisev Shoshanim Noit V'smar Oiver. So it says concerning my beloved, which is Hashem, that his lips are like roses dripping with myrrh, with a fragrance which spreads. Al tikrei shoshanim, don't read this as shoshanim, ela shoshanim, rather the ones who learn. Al tikrei myrrh, and don't read it as myrrh over, ela mar over, bitterness. And from here we see that the shoshanim, the ones who are learning, their mouths should drip with bitterness, they should learn with fear and awe, not with simcha. Says the Gemara like Kasha, there's no difficulty. Haba rabba haba talmida, when is simcha a good thing? That is with the teacher. And this pasuk, which is talking about that a person should sit in front of his teacher, that's talking about the Talmud. The Talmud should have yira, the Magid Shir should be joyous. By same alternatively, haba rabba, no, both are talking about the teacher. Like Kasha, haba mekami de pasach, vahala basa de pasach. When is simcha a good thing for a shir? It's before you've started the shir. But after the shir, then you have to sit and learn with awe. Like we find by Rabba, that before he started teaching his shir to the rabbis, he would say a lighthearted matter, a joke of some form. The rabbis would laugh. Then afterwards they would sit with fear and awe, and he would start the shir. So we see that when is simcha a good thing, l'dvar halacha, that is before the shir, but during the shir it's not conducive. Yeah, it opens up one's mind, or breaks the ice. Tanu Rabbanan, Halal zem mi amrei. Now we're going back to this discussion of who composed Halal. So now we have a braisa. Halal, who was instituted Halal? Rabbi Yezo Imer, Moshe Bishra Amru B'shasha Amr Alayam, Heim Amru. What? Sha'amdu. What did I say? Sha'amru? Okay. When they stood up by the sea, Heim Amru, they said, Lo ilanu Hashem, lo ilanu, don't do this on our behalf, meaning the what we might not be deserving on it. Meshivaruch HaKodesh, Ruch HaKodesh said to them, Amru Lahen, Lamani, Lamani Esa, I'm doing it on my behalf. Not on your behalf, not on the behalf of your schus avos. I'm doing it for my sake. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yeshua Yisrael Amru B'shasha Amdu Aleihen Machiknan. He says that no, Yeshua and Yisrael, they said Halal when the 31 kings of Canaan stood up against them in battle. Now the Rashbam points out, Kaloimar Af Yisrael Yeshua Amruhu. Also, not only Moshe of Yisrael said it, but also Yeshua said it. V'chein Pirush Rabbeinu, and this is what Rashi is in the Farish. It doesn't make sense to me. Why Shem Kain? But Chulan Ata Tzarech LeFarish Kain. If so, you're going to have to say all of the different people that we mentioned now, they were the one, they said Halal. Vim Kain, my Benayu. If so, no one's arguing over here. Uben Chachamim, and the difference between the Chachamim, Shoimrim, Nivim, Shebenem, Amru, Ba'asi Lamemet, Chohani, Damran, Le'el, Amru, Atzaratsun, Sharitik, Nuhu, Nivim, Lekach, Ela, Ko, Echa, Minatraim, Hachikim, Le, Mirabe. The Chachamim is the last opinion, says that all the Nevi'im said Halal at their time. If so, then no one's arguing with the Chachamim over here. Why does it bring separate opinions? So obviously, says the Rashbam, that no, when he says that it was Yeshua, it means only Yeshua. Yeshua was the first. Moshe never said it. Okay. Hey, Mamru, Leilanu. Again, they said, Leilanu, don't do it on our behalf. And Meshiva and the Ruch HaKodesh said, Lamani, Lamani, Ezeh. Rabbi Loz, Ramudai, Oimer, Devoiru, Barak, Amru, Beshasha, Amar, Aleim, Sisra. He says, no, it was Devoiru and Barak who said hello when they went to fight against Sisra. Hey, Mamru, they said, Leilanu, Baruch HaKodesh, Meshiva, Vomer, Sahem, Lamani, Lamani, Ezeh. They said, don't do it on our behalf. And Hashem said, I'm doing it for me. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Chizkia v'siyato Amru b'shasha Amar Aleim Sancheiriv. No, it was Chizkio Amelech who said it at the time when Sancheiriv Melech Asher laid siege to Yerushalayim. Hey, Amru Leilanu, they said Leilanu Meshiva and Ruch HaKodesh answered them up. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chanani Meshav Azariah Amru b'shasha Amar Aleim Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it was Chanani Meshav Azariah when Nebuchadnezzar rose up against them, wanted them to bow down to the Avodah Zarah and wanted to throw them into the fire, or did throw them into the fire. Hey, Amru Leilanu, they said Leilanu, not on our behalf. Shivan Ruch HaKodesh says, Lamani, Lamani, Eser. Rabbi Yossi Aguli, Yoimim, Mordechai, Eser, Amru. B'shash, Amar, Aleim, Haman, Arasha. He says, no, it was Mordechai and Eser when Haman came on the scene. Hey, Amru, Loilanu, Meshiva, Chulu. They said, Loilanu, and then the Ruach HaKodesh answered them. Now, obviously, based on this, you'd have to say, David HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh, that he saw Chizkiyo, right? Or this argues very simply with what we said before, that David HaMelech composed all the Tehillim.
Why is it a stira? Why can't we say that they all said it?
Because we said, V'chachamim oimri, the Chachamim said, Nevi'im shebeneim tiknu lehen liyisrael sheyeh oimri ha'kol perak ko perak v'ha'kol tar v'tzar shalotavay alem liyisrael l'shechen negalin oimri noisa agul lasan. So that's what the Rashbam was saying. That if everyone agrees they all said it, so then you don't need the Chachamim. So it's mashma that each one is saying that no, Yeshua was the first one, or David was the first one, or Chizkiyahu was the first one, Mordechai v'Esther was the first one. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda, Haleluka Soif Pirka. Now we find many Tehillim which will have the word Haleluka in our version of the Tehillim is printed at the end of the capital, and then the beginning of the next capital will begin with whatever words it is. But really, it's a machlokas. Does this word Haleluka end because joy? Is it at the end of the last capital or it's the beginning of the next capital? So Rav Chisda says it's Soif Pirka. It's the end of the previous capital. Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar, Haluka Resh Pirka. No, it's the beginning of the next Tehillim. And he says, Kulu Hanach to Sefer Tehillim Shein Boi Kiyim Achal Sabadu Ben Perik Leperik Amokav Shei Shnei Pahamim Haluka Ben Perik Leperik Leplika Rav Chis Rabba bar Rav Huna Chad Mil El Chad Mil Ra. Obviously, when you're talking about like we have in the end of Tehillim, where you have Haluka and Haleluka, right? So then, obviously, one is the end of the previous one, and one is the beginning of the next one. But when you have only one word, Haluka, this is where the machlokas is at the end of the first capital or the beginning of the next capital. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Chazina lohu letile debay Rav Chanin. I saw the tilim of Rav Chanin, Barav. Tichsibuhu, it says, Haluka be'emtza pirka. It's written in the middle. Alma Mesapka Le, obviously he had a suffix and therefore he didn't want to write it at the end of the last perek or the beginning of the next one, so he wrote it in the middle to join the two together and therefore could be read either way as the last of the first previous one or the beginning of the next one.
I think visions, but I'm not sure who have a minute when they say Haleluka and Davening, they join the two together.
Okay, it could be based on this. Okay. Amar Rav Chanin Barav. Barava. Hakom moedim betilas Hashem yidaber pi vivarek obasu shenkachol liyelam v'ed haluka debasri reish pirka. So everyone agrees at the end of capital kuf mem dalad where you have tilas Hashem yidaber pi kuf mem hey. I'm sorry. So there the capital ends lo elam v'ed and the word haluka is the beginning of the next one, the next capital. Similarly, Rasha yire v'chas shinav yecharek v'nameis v'tavus rishoyim tovid, which is the Rebbe's capital for this year. Haluka. To Basrei Reish Pirka. Similarly, Haluka over there is the beginning of the next capital, not the end of the Toivet. Toivet is the end. V'shoim Deveis Hashem. And similarly, when we find Shoim Deveis Hashem B'chatzoi Beis Olekenu in Capital Kuf Lamed Hei, Haluka, to Basrei Reish Pirka, the word Haluka, everyone agrees, is the beginning of the next capital. Karayim Moisifin, and the Karayim, meaning here the Bali Mikra, the ones who have a koch in Mikra, in Masoira, so they say, Af Es Elul, these ones also for sure the beginning of the next capital. The next word, Haluka, is the beginning of the next capital. Similarly, there, Haluka is the beginning of the next capital. So let's say this dispute, whether Haluka is the beginning of this one or the end of this one, is Ketanoi, is like the Tanoic argument in our Mishnah, or based on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says as follows: where do you say halal up to the beginning of the Seder Beis Shammai Omrim ad emabanu smecho veisilo Omrim ad chalamish lemayno mayim? That's one account of their argument, right? So he says to emabanu smecha, which implies that the word halaluka is not part of that capital. Otherwise, say emabanu smecha halaluka. But then you have a different version of Tanya Idach. Another brayser says ad heichan huoy me beshammai Omrim ad betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. My love, isn't it not? This is what they're arguing about. The one who says we say up until Beis Shammai says you say until up until Eim Abanus Mecha. So obviously Halukah is the beginning of the next Perek. And the one who says you say up until Betzeis Yisrael, so Halukah Soi Perka says that Halukah is the end of the previous Perek, and Betzeis Yisrael is the beginning of the new Perek, and you don't say that. Okay, so what do we see? We see this is the base of a machlokes. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Chista metaritz the tame. So Rav Chista would answer the differences in the brayse according to his view. The kule alma savri haluka soy pirka. That everyone agrees that haluka is the end of the capital. Man, the one who says the brayse ad betzeis Yisrael shapir, that Beis Shammai says you're saying to betzeis Yisrael. So that makes sense. That haluka is the end of the previous capital. What about the one who says our Mishnah, which says you say until Eim Abanu Smecha, which seems to imply Halukah is part of the next capital? He says no, Ad va'ad bichlal. It means up until and including, i.e., it means this whole pasuk. V'neima, if so, say Ad Halukah. Say it, you say into Halukah. V'chite, man, if you're going to tell me Delo Yadin and Hey Halukah, we find many capitals in Halah which end with Halukah. So you might not know which one it is. So he wants to show you. V'neima, if so, say Halalukah shall Eim Abanu Smecha. Say the Beis Shammai says you say Halal until the Halalukah of Eim Abanu Smecha. Says Gemara Kasha, meaning this is not completely rejected, but it's a difficulty. Okay, now we go to the other side of the argument. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Matar Zatame. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna answers according to his view. The Kule Alma Halalukah Reish Pirka, that everyone agrees that Halalukah is the beginning of the next capital. Man, Adam Eim Abanu Smecha Shapir. The one who records the argument that Beis Shammai says you say until Eim Abanu Smecha, that makes sense because he doesn't say Halukah because that belongs to the next capital. Man, Amar Betzeis Yisrael, and the one who says no, you say until Betzeis Yisrael. So what about him? That we have a problem. Savar Ad Veloy Ad Bichlal. He holds means up until and not including. Now, what does that mean? It means you don't say Betzeis the Pasuk Betzeis Yisrael, and you finish with the last Pasuk. Now, how does that imply the halukah? So he says, "V'neim ad halukah." Say until you say until halukah ad v'loy ad bichlal, which means up until and not including halukah. V'chite medalei adin and hey halukah. And if you're going to tell me we don't know which halukah in halu means, "V'neim ad halukah shebetzeis Yisrael." Say you say up until, but not including the word halukah of betzeis Yisrael. Right. So Kasha, we have a difficulty. So therefore, we don't really have a conclusion. You can't be medayik from the Mishnah or the Braisa where the Halalukah is supposed to be. Okay, Maite. B'choisem b'geula. Then the Gemara says that you conclude, the Mishnah said you conclude the Haggadah with a bracha for geula. Amar Rava Krishma v'halo ga'al Yisrael. In Birchas Krishma, when we conclude with the bracha Gaal Yisrael, and similarly in the Halal of the Leila Seder, when we make the bracha, the Lashon is Gaal Yisrael. The Tzloitzah bin Shemana Esrei, the Lashon is Goyel Yisrael. My time, what's the reason for changing in davening? Drachmininu, because it's asking for Hashem's from compassion, for mercy. And therefore, we can ask, we're davening for Goyel Yisrael, not Gaal Yisrael in the past, but Goyel, so he redeems, he should redeem us. Correct. Amar Rabbi Zeira, because that's a bracha, that's a shevach. It's not a bakasha. Rabbi Zeira says the kiddusha ashe kiddushanu b'mitzvoisav, and the word v'tzivanu shouldn't be there. In kiddush we say ashe kiddushanu b'mitzvoisav, he made us holy with his mitzvahs. But the tzloisa and ishmaneser of Shabbos we say kadshenu b'mitzvoisav, make us holy with your mitzvahs. Why do we do it in the way of request? My timer, the rachmininu, it's asking for mercy, and therefore we form it in a way of request. How do I know that you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in Kiddush of Shabbos? Because it says, you have to remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim. And it says in another pasuk, you have to remember Shabbos to make it holy. So we make a gzeira shava between the two, the man tizkor, the idea of zocher, remembering. So therefore, in the remembrance of Shabbos, you have to remember Yitzis Mitzrayim. Okay, now interesting, it's brought down here, Tosfos up here points out that what's the connection between Yitzis Mitzrayim and Shabbos? So he says that they made Bnei Yisrael work Befarech. What's Befarech? So in Atbash, the gematria of Atbash, where you institute, as you switch an aleph with the tof, base with the shin, etc., Parech becomes Vegal. What is Vegal? Is the gematria of 39, Lamates, Shehem, Melachos, Arbaim, Chaser, Echas. It's the Melachos of Shabbos. And in Mitzrayim, they had to work with the Melachos on Shabbos. But then when they were redeemed, then they started to keep Shabbos. Remez. Okay. Amar Rav Bar Shila. The Tzloisa in Shemana Esrei, when we say the bracha for David HaMelech, Es Tzemach David Avdecha, we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. The conclusion of the bracha is that he causes to flourish the horn of redemption. But in the Haftorah, the brachas of the Haftorah, which is brought in Masechta Sofrim, Magen David, the bracha for David HaMelech concludes with Magen David. Okay, now why is that? So the Rashbam is Mefarish, and he says as follows: Masech to Sofer Tanya Lulu Brachas Daf Torah Mefarish. The Magin David Omer Ubetzlois the Shaych Loim Etzvei Matzmiach Keren Yeshua Mishum Derach Mininu. Why in Tfilah don't we conclude Magin David of the Brach of David Amelch? Why do we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua? Because this is a Bakasha. We're asking Hashem to send the Geula. Again, the same like we said until now in the Gemara, the Tfilah is Rach Mininu, is request for mercy. Banu Mevakshim Shiatzmiach Keren Yeshua Liisrael. Rabbeinu Shloima Haya Omer Mishum Hachi Loi Shaych Lameim Betvila Magin David Shekvar Amarnu Magin Avram Utrei Chasimus Kadadi Loi Shaych Betvila. He says no, that it's a different. Rabbeinu Shloima explains that it's because we've already concluded the bracha of Magin Avram. You can't make a bracha concluding Magin David. We don't make two chasimus which are similar. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, very relevant to last week's parsha. So it says in the pasuk concerning David Amelech, Vasisil Chashem Gadol Kshem Agdoilim, I will make you a name like the Shema Gedolim Asher Ba'aretz. So what does this mean? So the Rashbam says, Nasan Anavi Amad David Kein Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekshem Shechoyz Ben Bamagin Avram, Choyz Ben Bamagin David, HaGedolim. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Who are the Gedolim? It's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And just as in the Bracha of Avos, we conclude the Bracha Magin Avram, so too we'll conclude the Bracha in Avtoira Magin David. So I'll make your name like the name of the Gedolim. And he says, even though we don't conclude the Bracha Magin, we don't say Magin Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? That's a side reason. But they're all considered the Gedolim. So the Pasuk says as follows. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Zeu Shoime Magin David, this is why we say Magin David, just like we say Magin Avram. Amr Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Be'ezchal Goy God, the Pasuk last week's parasha says, I'll make you into a great nation, Zeu Shoime Melekei Avram, this is what it means, I'll make you like Avram, who became Av Hamoin Goyim, that he'll make you, I'll make you a great nation. Vavarech, and I will bless you, Zeu Shoime Melekei Yitzchak, this is why we say Lekei Yitzchak, where it says, Vayivarech, that Hashem came and gave Yitzchak the bracha after Avram passed away. Vagal l'shmech, and I will make your name great. Zel sha'omrim elekei Yaakov. That's why in Shemana Esrei you say elekei Yaakov, which the Maharsha explains. Why is that connected to making your name great? Because his name was changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. Yaakov implies a very lowly level, and Yisrael is a very lofty level. And therefore, this is making one's name great. Yachu yehu chayis min b'kula, and you might think that at the end of Birchas Avos we conclude by mentioning Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says ve'yei bracha. Becha choismin, ve'ein choismin bechulan. Ve'ye bracha comes to teach us that you will be a source of blessing. I will conclude the bracha only with you, only with Avraham, Magin Avram, and not with all of them. Amar Rava, Ashkechitina, the Sabbat, the Pumbedissa, the Yasvikamri. They were the elders of Pumbedissa were sitting and they said, Beshabta, Bein Betzloisa, Bein Bekedusha, Mekadesh HaShabbos. That in both in Shemana Esrei, when we make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, and in Kiddush over the cup of wine at home, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. the Yom Tava and on Yom Tov, bein b'tzloisa, bein b'kiddusha, whether in Shemana Esrei or in Kiddush at home, Mekadish Yisrael v'azmanim, the conclusion is Mekadish Yisrael v'azmanim. V'amin elohu, and I say, no, v'amin elohu, and I say, adarabba, fakert, the tzloisa in Shemana Esrei, bein b'shabbatah, bein b'yom Tava, Mekadish Yisrael, that both on Shabbos and in Yom Tov, the end of the bracha is Mekadish Yisrael. Not Mekadish Shabbos, not Mekadish Yisrael v'azmanim, just Mekadish Yisrael. Bekiddush the Shabbatah, but on Shabbos a Kiddush, Mekadish Shabbos. You say Mekadish Shabbos. Beyom Tov, Mekadish Yisrael v'azmanim, and Yom Tov, you say Mekadish Yisrael v'azmanim, but only in Kiddush, not in the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, va'ana amina time didi, and I explained my reason, v'time didchu, and their reason. Time didchu, what is their reason? Why do they say you always in Shemoneh Esrei and in Kiddush say Mekadish Shabbos? Shabbos to kviya v'kaima bein b'tzoyis bein b'kiddush and Mekadish Shabbos. Because the Kiddush of Shabbos is fixed, i.e. comes from above because of Shabbos Bereishis, when Hashem rested. So therefore, whenever you make a bracha of Shabbos, whether it's in Kiddush, whether it's in Shemana Esrei, you say Mekadosh Shabbos. The Yom Tov and Yom Tov, the Yisro Hu, the Kavi Lahu, the Ma'avri Yarchi, the Kavai Lashani, Mekadosh Shabbos Manim. Whereas on Yom Tov, since it's the Yidun who establish the dates of Yom Tov, because the Beis Din is the one who is in charge with making full months and leap months and full months and shorter months, or making leap years, Kavid Lashani. So we say Mekadosh Shabbos Manim, which we said is in brachos already, that it's Mekadesh Yisrael who are Mekadesh the Zmanim Yom Tov. Time didi, what's my reason? Tloisa de Baramim Issa Mekadesh Yisrael. Since davening Shemoneh Esrei is said in public, so we make out of covered for the Tzibur, we make the bracha Mekadesh Yisrael. We praise Yisrael. Vazmanim. And that's not true. 1 second. Sorry, Kate. Yachid, be yach kiddush, to be yachid, be kiddush, which is said individually, privately, in a person's home. Issa b'Shabbos, so he says, the b'yachid Issa kiddush is said on your own. So b'Shabbos you say mekadosh Shabbos, b'yom to mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Says the Gemara v'loyi, but that's not true. Why? Tzloisa b'yachid mileisa. Don't you ever find those people who don't daven with the minyan, they daven at home? Similarly, the kiddush of Rabbi Milei says there's no such thing as making kiddush in a private gathering. Rashbam says, for example, like a chasana or the kiddush which is said in shul. But Rava Savar, no, Rava says zil basar ikka, you go after ikka. Meaning most times Shemoneh Esrei is davening with the tzibur, so you say mekadosh Yisrael. And most times kiddush is said privately, and therefore you say mekadosh Shabbos or mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. Ula bar Rav Nachis kame de Rava Amar kesabi de pumpedisa, and he davened like the elders when he davened in front of Rava. He davened as a chazan, and he said like the sabi de pumpedisa, and i.e. he said mekadosh Shabbos. Didn't say mekadosh so. V'loy amar le v'loy midi, and he didn't say anything to it. Amar hadabe, so we see that hadabe Rava changed his mind. Rav Nasan avur de Rav Huna berei de Rav Nasan. So he went, Nachis Kame de Rav Papa. He went as the chazan in front of Rav Papa, Amek Sabi de Pumbedisa. He also said, like the opinion of the elders of Pumbedisa, you just say Mekadosh Shabbos even in the Tzibur. Veshavche Rav Papa, and Rav Papa praised him. Amar Ravina, and Ravina says, Ana Ikel de Surah, I went to Surah Kama de Merema, and I was the chazan in front of Merema. Nachis Kame Shlucha de Tzibura. I went in front of him, or went down to the Amud in front of him as a Shlech Tzibur. Amek Sabi de Pumbedisa. I also said, like the elders of Pumbedisa, Vahav Meshatki Le Kule Amen. Everyone was telling to be quiet. Shah, Shah, Shah. Which seems to say that we don't follow them. Amar Lahu, but he, Meremer said to him, Shavku leaving Malone. Hilchus Kesabi de Pumbedisa. The halacha follows the elders of Pumbedisa. V'loi have Meshat Kule, and unlike nowadays, they listened to the Rav and they stopped telling the Chazan to be quiet. All right, we'll stop there.
They probably said, Nu'o.